This is a very, very interesting episode that we are doing today, because today is International Podcast Day. And along with me are two of my fellow hosts, Sandeep Tyagi from the US and Fritz Bussemaker from the Netherlands. Sandeep,
hi.
Fritz, welcome to the show. We are missing our third host, Shesh, who couldn't join us. But, you know, let's talk a little bit about what got the brand called You started. And then I'm going to ask both of you why you decided to become hosts. And over the last year and a half, you know, you both recorded many, many interviews. What was your motivation? But let me start with why I decided to start it. And my first guest is Sandeep Tyagi. You know, he's the one who was courageous enough to come as the first person to be interviewed by me. And incidentally, Sandeep's episode is one of the highest viewed episodes. It has gone, I think, into 10 or 12,000 views and listens. But for a long time, I have maintained that in the world, 15 to 20 people are spoken about all the time, when in fact, there are thousands of amazing stories. And both of you have such amazing stories. So, you know, I decided to start telling stories. And by now, we are over 800 recordings with people from over 20 countries. We have hosts now in three countries, as we mentioned, India, the US, and the Netherlands. And we have moved from being in-person recordings to Zoom recordings. I think that has been absolutely amazing. People have asked me very often, how has the pandemic affected the brand called You? And I said, it's been very positive. In a positive way, I'm saying this. Because suddenly the world has opened up for all of us. And we can speak to people from all over the world. The brand called You is a global platform for amazing stories from the corporate world, startup entrepreneurs, the social sector, government, authors, performing arts, and much more. We are also sorted by speciality. Like, we've got a whole host of people talking on branding, a whole host of people talking on fintech, on marketing, on supply chains, on technology, on human resources, and much more. So let me start by asking Sandeep. Sandeep, you are a finance fintech guru. Tell me a little bit about your background and what was the motivation to become a host?
Thank you, Ash. And congratulations on both the International Podcast Day as well as your birthday.
Oh, thank you.
As you mentioned, I spend most of my working hours looking at numbers and finances, all about making numbers tell you a story. Mm-hmm. However, as I've done this now for 30 years, over time, I've realized numbers do tell a story, but usually they tell the story that the person presenting the numbers want to tell the story about. So for me, this journey was an opportunity to start hearing stories of people beyond numbers, and the only thing I try to strive for in every podcast is, can I learn about the person something that I didn't know from their public persona? And can I help them articulate something that they may not have said earlier as a public persona either? Nice. Both of those things make me give me a tremendous joy. And I've had some amazing experience where people have had some emotional reaction to a question, or they told me they hadn't thought about a particular aspect of their life. Mm. And that gives me tremendous joy, allows me to bring out a totally different part of me.
Fascinating. Fritz, you've been in different organizations, including the ITU, yet you call yourself a digital connector.
Yes.
Tell me about the kind of work you're doing, plus what was your motivation?
So also from my side, congratulations, by the way, with your birthday.
Thank you.
And for over 30 years, I've been working in the international IT industry. And a lot of things there what I've been doing is just bringing people together. In hindsight, you could call that community building. Mm-hmm. So I talk a lot about community building. I advise organizations on that. Sometimes that translates to organizing events, and also have organized a number of TED events. Mm-hmm. And that's where I started to realize, just like Sandeep said, there's so many great unknown stories out there, so many heroes who have something to share. And I would qualify myself as a pathological connector. Mm-hmm. So I cannot not connect people, ideas, organizations to each other. And I find this a fascinating platform to talk to people. So it's almost like a self-interest. I just want to talk to those people. And if there's almost a self, if there's a benefit for others watching this discussion we're having, mm-hmm. I'm happy. But everybody I've talked to today, I mean, they have such great stories to tell, great knowledge to pass on. And so that motivates me. So it comes from a background having done this in other arenas, but now it's very much about the person behind the story, telling the story, and that I find that fascinating.
Absolutely incredible. So let me share with you, you know, a couple of interesting anecdotes that I've had with some of my guests. You know, of course, most guests, the first thing they want to know is, am I looking okay? Is my light okay? And from my perspective, someone who's been a corporate manager and a shopkeeper, I'm suddenly becoming an expert in lighting and telling people, can you sit in the right, in the center of the frame, etc. But I've had guests who are very nervous, who are constantly drinking water, and I tell them, don't worry. I've had guests who suddenly say that, hey, you know, if I make a mistake, what will you do? And I said, don't worry, this is a recording, we'll edit it out. And then sometimes I tell them that, you know, in the 800 interviews that we have done, we've never had a single retake. And a couple of them said, that's putting an incredible pressure on us now. You shouldn't have told us, but we go through the whole interview. I had a very fascinating experience with a guest who mentioned that he's from a very, very major law school in the US. And I introduced him as a person from this law school. When we were about to publish the recording, the person called me and said, hey, listen, can you remove that thing about this law school bit? Because I never went to that school and I sent you a wrong bio data. So that was quite an amazing kind of an experience. But I've also had a whole series of frustrations. I've had people who bail out 1 hour before a recording. And I'm sure all of you know how much effort goes into preparing for every interview. So I have my own little norm. I say that if someone cancels once, I follow up. But if a person cancels twice, I don't follow up. Right. So, and yet, today we have over 90 people in the queue and some amazing people coming up in the month of October and November. So, Fritz, you tell me, I mean, you know, what are some of your experiences?
Well, it's very difficult to single out one personal experience. Yeah. But I'm always internally very happy if I get a question where the person I'm interviewing replies with, hey, that's a very interesting question, or I'm very pleased you've asked that. And that makes me realize, yes, we're asking the right questions. And it's even better if somebody replies with, you're actually asking me a question, mm-hmm. and I'm going to give you some information which yeah. I've never shared with anybody out there. Mm. So they're willing to share that information on a global stage. That's actually what makes me happy. And almost in all interviews, we're able to achieve that, make connections they haven't seen themselves. Mm-hmm. And what I've also enjoyed is that it's not just doing this interview and sharing the interview in the public domain, but also seeing that people then reach out and say, hey, actually, I found that a very interesting discussion. Mm-hmm. Can you introduce me? Or the other way around, sometimes you talk to people And because you then have that recording, if you feel this person needs to get a platform or needs to be connected, you can just send people the link to, hey, well, rather than going to a LinkedIn profile, see what this person has to offer, but just by following the brand called you. So it works both ways to connect that. And that's what I really enjoy doing. And so I really get a smile on my face every time that reply is, oh, that is an interesting question. Because then you know, oh, we got the right hook.
Fascinating. And Sandeep, thoughts from you?
I'd say two things. One, we started doing this when we used to invite people over, do these interviews face-to-face, and then COVID hit. Earlier, I used to have a lot of effort go into getting the setup right, lighting and seats and how to get the camera set up, two cameras, record two people, mix the sound and the video.
Yeah.
And now in the world of Zoom, it has become much easier to pull this together. So good and bad. One, we couldn't do it in person, but doing it has become easier.
Correct.
Second, doing it at home, everyone is kind of working from home for the last 2 years. I've had several recordings where either my dog or their dog would start barking and we had to take a stop for 30 seconds to do it. Mm. But most importantly, I find getting the right length of answer is all about question framing. Sometimes it can be too broad and people go very long, which you lose attention. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes people take it very precisely and the answer is very short. I think the TikTok answer of 30 to 45 seconds per answer is really good.
I agree. And yet, you know, I have experienced this when I do interviews. Within the first 3 or 4 minutes, I get a sense that how long will the answers of my guest be? So there are some guests who give a 1.5 minute answer, and some people answer in short sentences. So when the answers are long, then I have got to quickly readjust my list of questions so that I drop some of them. And when the answers are short, I'm actually struggling to keep a conversation going for 25 minutes because I can finish it in 12, 13 minutes. So therefore, one has to do some very serious thinking on one's feet to be able to really draw from past experience and keep asking questions. But I've also had, from a very positive perspective, you know, I did a series of interviews on supply chains from around the world. And I actually read up so much about supply chains that it was a big learning experience for me. We've done a lot of interviews on, you know, the artificial intelligence, and there is the entire thing of fintech. So, you know, would love to get your perspectives on what kind of areas seem to be exciting us.
Oh, this is very much a personal MBA. You get talked to you. All these people are so knowledgeable. So just having somebody for yourself for half an hour, talking to them, listen to their perspective, their experience, that's really great. Okay. And hopefully the interview, and also what I like the format is that they recommend people to interview. You get the opportunity to spread organically. Sometimes you do not know who they recommend, but in my experience, with the very, very odd exception, they will be able to reach out to great people, which, well, probably we've never heard of, or at least I haven't, but then, hey, let's pass on that dialogue to somebody else.
Very interesting. Sandeep?
Well, I've been doing, given my background, a series of interviews on people who are in leadership positions in analytics roles, driving change to data analytics. And that has been a good experience because I've seen that world as a consultant for now 20 plus years. So that's been very interesting. But my favorite, absolute favorite interviews are people who have a whole lifetime of experience. And I've had people in their late 80s, even 90. And I find them fascinating because age really gives you a perspective on things. And particularly if you've had an interesting, multifaceted life, then a lot of stuff comes out. And those have been very fascinating for me to do, to project what do you do, me as a 53-year-old looking into and talking to a 90-year-old gives me a very different panoramic view of what journeys look like.
Thank you for saying that, Sandeep, because I have turned 65 today and you finally said age is only a number. But, for me, it's the other way around. When I talk to our, young team, and the oldest of our young team is 22, I learned so many new things on them from technology. But we'll come to the team in a minute. If you look at the kind of profile of our viewers and listeners, and as far as listeners are concerned, we know that we are on all the major podcast platforms globally. And, the numbers of people listening to us seems to be growing, though video seems to be on the upswing as well, because I think the world seems to be moving towards video more. What was very fascinating when I look at analytics is that 74% of our viewers and listeners are under 34. And that says a lot. To me, what it says is that the message that we are trying to give, that come and listen to the brand called You for knowledge, experience, wisdom, and leadership lessons, seems to be reaching out to the age that may want to listen to some of these. Any experiences from either of you on this?
Look, I found in conversation, sometimes I'm surprised. I find certain people come up to me and they say, oh, I heard that episode or that particular episode. And I'm amazed because I feel that the person might have been terribly busy because, the comments come very quickly. So sometimes you find people are lifelong learners and they pick up on these things and they continue to listen, whatever source they get that knowledge from. But it's obviously interesting. And even some of my colleagues in my company who are young people and some of the people I sometimes interview mention that maybe when they Googled me or something like that, they saw that and learn from some of the interviews or experience that. And that's gratifying. I think there is some satisfaction in feeling that it is reaching, quote unquote, its intended audience.
Fascinating. Fritz, any thoughts from you?
Two thoughts which come to mind. First of all, I'm very conscious of the fact I live in a part of the world which has extensive broadband. So having a video chat like we're having right now is normal, but the fact that these recordings go out to the whole world, where not everybody has the same access to that broadband, I'm very pleased that it's across lots of platforms, so everybody can experience and enjoy the knowledge shared. And what I've also picked up, and that's more on the content side, is there is a tendency in this neck of the woods to, how would I put it nicely, don't care as much about older people. And this also shows what people with experience, i.e. in most cases, people with a lot of years, can offer and share. So I actually see this as countering a movement where it all needs to be hip and happening, and we're all going to the next generation. But this also is, because it's about knowledge and experience and leadership, see that it's not just us, but also the people we talk to, see they can actually start to contribute. Because a lot of people we interview not necessarily see themselves as a teacher. But just by offering that opportunity to have a conversation, they're actually teaching and sharing their knowledge. So that's also something which I'm very pleased this initiative provides.
Wonderful. So I'm going to stop asking questions and I'm going to ask both of you to ask some questions.
Yes.
Because you're also expert gurus as far as questioning is concerned. So either of you, you know, whatever you want to ask.
Well, I'll start from my side with also an observation is before COVID, I probably was just an average user of this type of technology. Mm-hmm. Because of COVID, you become an expert. So it's a skill which I did not realize a year and a half ago I would acquire. And also was wondering from your side, just by starting off this whole brand called you, was wondering, Ashutosh, which skills did you pick up along the way which you did not see coming?
Well, the first skill I picked up was how to use Zoom. Uh-huh. I mean, you know, I first started by using Zoom and giving my personal number. And I suddenly realized that Zoom did not have that personal room number could be given to anybody. And I didn't know how to lock the room. So I would be doing one interview and another guest would suddenly, you know, the next guest would suddenly dial in and I would have the forthcoming guest and the current guest on the same screen. And I'd say, oops, now what do I do? So I would have to pause and request the next guest to step off. But not only that, but I've also learned how to do simple edits, though my young team does far better edits. I've learned how to, you know, change the backgrounds, and I've learned how to save and how to, you know, do multiple things with Zoom, which I had no idea about.
I have a question for both of you. Have you started seeing the talk shows or the interviews that other people do? You know, we've been watching them forever. But after you started doing interviews yourself, have you started seeing these programs with a different set of eyes? Do you notice things differently?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. You get distracted from the content, what it's all about. All of a sudden, you do look at the lightning, the positioning, are they asking the right questions? So, I realize that it's almost annoying because sometimes you just want to enjoy the content and watch that. But I continuously see myself thinking about all those aspects when I look at not only my own request, but all the other recordings or on TV. Hey, I recognize what's happening.
Very interesting. So one of my observations, and I listened to several of the other podcasts, I've often wondered why the host loves to hear his or her voice so much when the podcast is all about the guest. So I wonder why does the host want to talk constantly and keep giving his or her views when actually the podcast is to hear the views of the guest. So that has made me much more conscious of how much time I spend asking the question.
Yeah. And I mean, I think I've seen some of these biographies of great interviewers and the preparation they put in terms of saying, how do you get your guest into an emotional state where they would share something that's interesting?
Correct.
Is a fascinating topic. And I've started noticing what was the sequence of questions that people ask to get into an interesting balance of revealing and engaging stuff versus just knowledge or thing that you would have gotten by Googling someone.
Yeah, no, it's a very interesting balance between preparing questions up front and listening to the actual conversation. Because sometimes you go off on a tangent and then you have to think very quickly. And I think that's also what Ashutosh mentioned too. Am I going to go on a tangent? Because is this something interesting? Or thank you very much, next topic. Mm-hmm. And it's a balancing act continuously between trying to get the overall message and storyline out and realizing, yeah, you've uncovered something which is worthwhile to pursue. Mm-hmm. So it makes you a good listener. It has made me a better listener as well.
Correct.
I agree. And you have to balance. I absolutely agree. Sometimes there is a nice juicy hook there. Yeah. And you say, I could go deeper into it and take another 3-4 minutes easily. Yes. But then there is so much else to cover. So that balancing act is a constant struggle and a constant journey.
And that balancing act also means, I think, Sandeep, you made a very good point. Just have to realize you cannot say everything within that one session. So lots of people you might actually want to invite back because you realize that, hey, they actually have more than enough content for a second session. But don't try to cram it in. They just focus on, hey, these are the highlights. This is in itself a great story to share.
I agree. In fact, I've had three such guests who had so much to talk about that we actually did a second session and we did a third session because it was the width of the subject was so vast that they wanted to keep talking. But I want to also wanted to ask your view that I've started to get requests from some of the other podcast hosts who may have done 10 recordings or 15 recordings. And they've started to ask me, since your platform has become so big, can we start hosting our recordings on your platform? And at this point of time, I'm saying not right now, because I don't think we are ready to do anything, but love to get your perspective.
On the record, provided it stays within the constraints of what the brand called you is all about, I would try to see if we could fit that in, because if we can start to connect and collaborate in this world, for me, that would be a great way to expand what we're doing. It has a number of, I'd say, conditions. So, but my default answer would be yes and not no.
Okay. Sandeep, any thoughts from you?
I think we have talked about this. I think people come to a podcast channel expecting a certain content, especially if they are coming back. Then they are coming back for something that they liked. As long as we maintain that thread, sure. Yeah. And to me, Brand Called You is about personal stories. So if these are personal stories, great. I think it fits right in. Ashutosh, you are a prolific writer. You have written about many other topics on which great podcasts can be built, you know, like retirement, reinvention, as we have talked about, you know, regret minimization. How do we deal with failures? You have so many good books to talk about, and each of them could be a podcast channel on its own.
That's true.
I think to set the industry standard for me is what TED is offering the world. And you could say that there's a TED and a TEDx. And that means you could still allow it to be organized independently, provided you adhere to the guidelines which TED sets up. So that's my take on your question, Tada.
Terrific. So, I think we're coming to the end of our conversation, but I do want to say to everyone who is going to listen to us that, you know, I have certainly enjoyed talking to so many different people, and I'm sure Fritz and Sandeep will give their thoughts. I've enjoyed talking to so many people. I'm grateful for the opportunity so many people have given me to listen to their stories. I'm also, you know, grateful to a lot of a lot of our guests for being so honest about their stories and for recommending other people. And through this medium on our conversation today, I do want to mention that if anyone listening to us thinks they have an interesting story to tell, write to us. Sandeep, Fritz, any thoughts from you?
Final comment from my side, Ashutosh. I mean, I'm honored that I get a front row seat listening to great minds.
Very interesting.
Final thought from me is if technology could get to a place where we could share a chai or samosa or a glass of beer while having these conversations, that'd be fantastic. But well, keep the stories coming.
Knowing the technology gurus both of you are, I'm hoping one day you will introduce the Brand Called You to 3D kind of, you know, Zoom calls where we can actually touch, feel each other through the third dimension and talk. But my final words, first, I think on behalf of all of us, I want to express my sincerest thanks to the entire team, you know, led by young Aparna. There is Umam, there is Jagat, and there is Ashutosh Kumar, who does all our edits. And of course, there is Mukul Khattar, who's our IT guy who handles everything from outside. So thank you, team TBCY, for an amazing amount of effort you put in into every episode that is there. For all our viewers and our guests, the brand called You is your platform to tell your story to the world. Thank you again. Thank you, Sandeep. Thank you, Fritz. Thank you, Shesh, who's not here. Thank you for a great conversation.
Thank you.
And happy birthday.
Happy podcast day.
Happy podcast day. Absolutely. Thank you for listening to the brand called You Videocast and Podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for the brand called You.